Good morning, Hank.
Good morning.
Hank, I'd like to tell you a bit about something which I'm doing in the mathematics of involvement. It is, let's say, the counterpart of mathemusics, where mathemusics, we are looking at the way that the cell communication is the basis of our internal communication, our internal understanding, our internal dialogue, and thus it is our internal language. I'm looking at what happens when we turn that inside out and we experience as the language between us. So I've started on a project with Peter Roos on the languaging of involvement, and for now we're doing it in Dutch. But it would be really helpful to have the English summary of what I've just been adding to that, which is the role of mathematics in all of that. Basically, the concept of the mathematics, the languaging of involvement came in because I realized that science has a very large problem in that when scientists describe something, they never mention how they relate to it. Classical scientists thought that they were playing God, that they were outsiders of the experiment and not involved. That turned out to be false. The theory of relativity made that very explicit. So, well, there is a domain, an event horizon within which we can interact with things, and beyond the event horizon, things are outside of our scope. In a way, scientists should have realized that that meant that the event horizon is their own aura, and that what they describe only applies to them. Which, in a way, is funny because I'm using that in the science of involvement. Also by demonstrating that everything that scientists have described doesn't describe the world around us, but describes our involvement. So when you go to the deeper level of that in quantum theory, they realize that not only is the reality that we are experienced limited by the event horizon, but every step we take, every decision we make changes the landscape. Basically, you can compare it to the traveling of humanity. So in the theory of relativity, the Vikings went to America and discovered that there was a new continent. And in the quantum theory, people went to the moon and discovered that there were new planets. So that is also a good representation of our change of involvement. Do you stay in the continent where you are, the old world? Do you take a boat and go to the new world? Do you take a space boat and go to a new planet or somewhere else? Or do you really make a leap of faith and step into a new mindset? Which is basically what field theory is doing. So in the concept of languaging involvement, I'm working with the analysis of language and science and mathematics, because we need to get the models that we use out of the way to understand what we are really doing. And of course, this is very important in healthcare, because there are models in healthcare which are very destructive. One of the models is that people need to make money to cure diseases, and that as a result they need diseases to earn money. Another aspect is that doctors learn that science is predictable, and as a result they forget that everything in life is unpredictable, that the predictability only applied to classical science, which looked at materials. But relativity theory, which looked at molecules, already saw that everything was fluid and dynamic. Quantum theory, which looked at atoms, realized that every quantum leap already changes the atomic dynamic. And at the level of field theory, evidently there is an electromagnetic field which is not physical material at all. It's metaphysical. So that is something that we see in the cell communication. The cells, they talk at the molecular level, which are actually chemical interactions, which are actually based on electromagnetic changes, which are actually dynamic radio fields. So when we look at cell communication, we always have those dimensions of, let's call it, physics, chemistry, electromagnetism, and informatics. Or if you look at the scientific equivalent, classical theory, relativity theory, quantum theory, and field theory. But all of that also operates outside of us. So we're inside of us. We can see that the cells communicate with all these levels of vibrations, and we can sort of anchor them to the molecule in the cell communication and see that cell communication via molecules actually contains all of these four levels, so that cells operate by radio waves, have photonic fields. Plus, they operate by electromagnetic waves, also outside of the molecules, of course. Plus, they also operate with chemistry of all kinds of molecules in the body. Plus, cells are part of that physical substrate as a whole. When you look at the deeper level of that, then you can see that everything material is, in fact, molecular, atomic informatics. But the relationship between matter, molecules, atoms, and phase space is actually in what physics calls the relationship of the photon leap, which then can trigger an electron leap in an atom, which then can trigger an electron oscillation between atoms, which can then actually cause electron bonding of atoms. Essentially, that is the transition of information to atoms, to molecules, to matter. So, essentially, everything we know is an electromagnetic field. And in that electromagnetic field, we have different degrees of density because of that zipper of creation, the photon leap, the electron leap, the electron oscillation, the electron bonding. And that is a dimensional game. So when we see that in our body, everything is based on these dimensional changes. And by the way, the alchemists called these four levels fire, air, water, and earth, instead of information, atoms, molecules, and matter. But the other way around, we can then see that these vibrations, which we describe in math and music in the body, play in exactly the same way outside of our body. So what we describe in math and music relates to what I've just referred to, these cell communications and the cellular interactions. But outside of our body, we are actually doing the same. We are also working with the field of vibration. And these vibrations are informatics, they are electromagnetic, they are chemical, they are physical. And what we experience in the world around us is based on the sensations. We have the sensory cells on the surface of our body, and they can detect photons. They can detect infrared radiation in the smells. They can detect the chemistry of molecules in the tongue. They can detect the physical vibrations of the sound wave and the quake, earthquakes of the earth and so on. But what we experience between us is likewise only a vibrational field. And that means that everything that you and I are exploring in math and music, where we can be very detailed and very precise about what happens in the body, has a counterpart, which is how vibrations are used to communicate between us. So that we can see that in humanity, humans are actually the equivalent of the molecule in the cell communication. So humans communicate at those four levels, but between humans you have vibrational fields at those four levels. And the vibrational field within those four levels are then what we call language of different kinds. So we have body language, we have pheromonic scent chemical language, we also have posture, mime, movement language, which is an energetic language, and we also have pure information language, symbols that we use, waving goodbye or nudging people to come or to go away, or there's all kind of symbolisms that we use. And so in that description of the science of involvement, we can see that there are many languages which we can use, and one of them is mathematics. And the nice part of mathematics is that we can there see in detail how we create a language, but also how we can change the language, and how we can redefine the language, and also how we can create a new language. So in this part of the science of involvement, we can then see that mathematics, and in more general terms, science, is not a model of description of the world around us. And one of the elements is very important, that when scientists say, well, there is objective science, and we have now objectively established that this and this is the case, then what happened is that actually they created a model, a linguistic object, which from then on they put in the place of whatever they are looking at. And in the science of involvement, that's precisely what I'm describing, that when you and I talk, between us we create a kind of cloud of information. We project our thoughts, we interpret what the other projects, and like Roberto Renou said, between us we have a virtual entity which is both you and me, and in which I do not see my part because that's already see my projection, you don't see your part because that's already your projection, but you perceive my projection, I perceive your projection, and we take that instead of you seeing me or I seeing you. So once we see that in language we actually have a model or a monstrum between us, which is not us, then we can resolve a lot of the problems that we now have in science, and specifically in healthcare. In science we can then see that a lot of the models which have been made are not real and they need to be corrected. And the other way around, in healthcare we can see that the language that we use itself is already the means by which we connect. So we do not really need the massages and the physical contact only as the therapeutic intervention. We do not really need the chemistry of now the drugs and all that for the chemical intervention. We can actually use electromagnetic intervention by telephone, by television. We can use all of the media communication as a healing instrument, because at the deepest level we are sharing an information field which we can then use in itself as the healing principle. So the mathematics of involvement and science of involvement is quite ambitious, because basically it says that everything that science has described is not so much a model of the reality outside of us, but it is much more a description of our involvement in our environment. If you compare that to what happens in our body, the sensory cells on the surface of our body are the input, in India they call it samsara, by which we then create an internal picture of what seems to go on around us. That is called Maya. And in fact, the movie The Matrix was based on this principle. So we cannot really see what goes on outside of us. So the scientist cannot really model what is going on outside of us. But the models of science, which are actually only models and are not reality, they actually exist in a different dimension. These models of science, they do help us understand how we relate to the things. And the better we understand how we relate to the things, then we can interact with those things better. And that's where the mathematics of involvement then can use logic and dynamic dimensional analysis, system analysis, and the mathematics as a whole to describe how we relate to the description. And then we come to that understanding that the equations of mathematics are actually only the score or of the choreography of the dance of the mind of the mathematician. But then we can also see that in mathematics it is not so important what the outcome is of the calculation or what the calculations themselves are, but that it is the equation sign in the calculation where we connect to what's going on. So that in that sense, the equation sign in mathematics is the equivalent of the pineal gland in our body. And then, of course, from there we can connect it up to everything that we have described and discussed in Mathemusics. So that's a bit the summary of what I've been discussing on the mathematics of involvement for now. I think it's really helpful to add that into our understanding in Mathemusics as well.